This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. Hello, beautiful people of Jacksonville, the nation, the world. Hello, how are you? I hope all is well with all of my beloved brothers and sisters. I pray that this show catches you in good health. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for your love, your manifold blessings, O God, that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for calling us out of darkness into this marvelous light. We ask, O God, that you soothe our hearts and give us understanding how to be better people, that we may be your people who are called by your name, that we may be better people, neighbors one to another. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, how are you? I hope all is well with you this evening. I want to let you know I want to listen and hear from you today. I'm looking for the single mothers that are on food stamps. The phone number is 296-2251. You know, it's a live show. It's the same number, 904-296-2251. This is Ken Jones. Christ Zion Inc., ChristZion.com, Christ Zion Facebook, Bible Voices Facebook, Ken Jones Facebook, Community Works Facebook, ChristZion.com. Single mothers on food stamps trying to make it. The elderly want to hear from you. Those that have to decide whether to get medicines or food or pay a bill. There's more people in poverty today, and it's not, you know, the minorities, but it's disproportionate. As you know, we're 13% of the population, so there's others that are in poverty, our light-skinned brothers and our brown brothers and our Indian brothers and sisters, we're all in poverty. How do you feel about it? 904-296-2251. How are you this evening? What's on your mind? Politics, social issues? Hey, we got civil rights. Equal opportunities for all people, all races in the United States. How far do we still need to go to ensure equality? The Mexican border, the Syrian refugee crisis. What constitutes a fair and ethical United States immigration policy? The Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1965, also known as Hart-Teller, which was, as you know, done by President Johnson. It abolished an earlier quota system based on national origin and established a new immigration policy based on reuniting immigrants' families and attracting skilled labor to the United States. Over the next four decades, the policies put into effect in 1965 was greatly changed in the demographical makeup of the American population. As immigrants entered the United States under new legislation, came increasingly from countries in Asia, Africa, Latin America, as opposed to Europe. The 1965 law that gave the Republican Party its race problem. During the long three-year debate over the Immigration Act of 1965, members of Congress debated the wisdom and the morality of removing the 1920s era quota on immigration to the United States. Not far from the center of this debate was the nettlesome issue of race. The people, as I quote, of Ethiopia have the same right to come to the United States under this bill as people from England, people from France, people from Germany, and the people from Holland, griped Senator Sam Irwin, a conservative Democrat from North Carolina. What do you think about it? Should they revoke the quota? As it has been stated, that we want people from other countries in Europe and France and Germany and Holland and Belgium. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about not having enough food to feed your children as a single parent? You, the elderly, the senior citizens, which a lot of us are forgetting about, that need Medicare. I believe that we all should be on Medicare if you're over 65 years old. All your medicine should be free. All your health care in America should be free. That's how most of the countries throughout the world administer to their people. There's no hope. I look at the people and there's no hope in their eyes. There is nothing. What causes that? I don't know what to do. What do you want to do? How do you handle that? How do you feel about it? Should medicines be free for all, or should it be to the seniors? How do you feel? 904-296-2251. This is Ken Jones. Truth is holy. We have as well, I want to share with you, as you hear, we're a little throwed back today. Things are not working at the board well. But we're going to make do with what we got, because we thank God for everything. We have Ebenezer United Methodist Church that is offering to help with Dr. Smith. And as you know, that we do the assessment and with the tutoring, many quality after school programs offer literacy and reading activities that provide significant benefits to the youth. Research indicates that such activities can improve students' achievement in reading and language arts and foster their appreciation for reading as a lifelong hobby. Escado Tutoring Program. The Newtown Learning Center is a 501(c) not-for-profit organization. The goal of the Newtown Learning Center is to evaluate and tutor each student in the basic skills of reading, writing, and math on all levels. We have a unique method of teaching the fundamentals of reading through music. We teach math utilizing the one-on-one approach with the incorporation of technology to reinforce their skills. We want to tutor as many students as possible in order to increase their opportunities in education and in life. We tutor students from kindergarten to 12th grade. We're also working presently with a 27-year-old that could not get into college because of the SCT. So we work with them all. We recognize that each child has a unique talent, learning style, personalities. Our highly qualified teacher staff are committed to working with each child in their comfort zone to ensure optimal social, emotional, and educational outcome. The Dr. MLK Foundation here in Jacksonville is sponsoring children. The meeting places for the first class will be at Ebenezer United Methodist Church, 9114 Norfolk Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can give Dr. Smith a call, 904-910-6324. 904-910-6324. You can always give me a call. You know Ken Jones, 904-234-6481. Okay, we have a call. We have a call. Hello, hello.
Hi, this is Dee. I just wanted to say that good and evil is going to exist until the end of time. And I was raised by a single mother, a woman who was abused. I watched my stepfather abuse drugs and beat my mom constantly whenever she wouldn't give him our rent money. But even through all of that, I sit here as a 43-year-old woman owning my own business, raised on food stamps. My mom struggled to put me through private school for $100 a month years ago. And she worked two jobs, lost one of her jobs, couldn't hardly keep the bills up. Even at one time, she resorted to the wrong thing to try to get money and went to prison. And the state took me and my only sister and put us in the care of my grandmother in a very, very low-income, bad area. When my mom got out of prison, she was determined to not give up. And she got back on her feet, got a job working for a very good insurance company that she's about to retire from now today.
And
she instilled that determination in us. So I say to the people that no matter what we go through, as you offer up these good programs that I pray everybody take advantage of, do not give up. That is the key. You cannot fail unless you quit. And a very good man that's a construction manager at Toll Brothers, which is one of the people I have a contract with, he told me, he said, Lori, you cannot fail unless you quit.
Okay.
And D is my nickname. A lot of people know me by D, but
hey, D.
hi.
Hey, you too.
But he put that in me, and that reminded me of my mother. So again, I say to the people.
Well, I wanted to ask you a few questions too. I'll let you go ahead. You finish because that's very good.
Oh,
because
you
sound like you've been there, and you've done it. And I've been asking the question because of the single parents and the single mothers, these young mothers that are coming out, they have no foundation. They have no value. They have no hope. So this is why I was hoping that someone would call 904-296-2251. But because you've been through it and because you've been through the system with Department of Children and Family, being separated, being knowing what it means to be a single parent.
Absolutely.
How hard it was.
Yes, and I want to say this. A lot of people like to point the finger, but that's not me. The truth shall set you free. I was one of those women who had no respect for a man because I saw what my mother went through. It made me lose respect for a man. My real father left when I was little, and again, I lost total respect for a man. So in my 14-year marriage that I had, I disrespected him so much. And we abused that marriage. Even he came from a broken home. And we just abused each other mentally and physically. To this day, we are good, good friends. And we have a beautiful 20-year-old son out of it. We're not together anymore. We abused that marriage. But I take full responsibility when I say to everyone, take responsibility for your actions and make better choices. Look at what the mistakes your parents made and the mistakes you may have made and learn from those mistakes and say, I don't have to live that way anymore. Life doesn't go like that. Let me make better choices. Let me take advantage of the opportunities that are right here in Jacksonville and do better. And as a result of this, I had two boys, just like my mom had two girls. I followed in her footsteps in every good and bad way. But this day, we don't have to live like that no more in dysfunction. And I even stand now as a single woman by choice, because I am continuing to build my business. I have more respect for men now because I know what it's like to have the good side of a marriage. And I always said, when my opportunity comes again, I'll make better choices. So today could be about better choices. When they call you and they hear what you have to offer, let's make better choices and take full responsibility for our bad actions and say no more. We'll
Amen.
Do better.
Amen. Amen. And can you speak on the respect? Because do you notice that it is not a rudeness? But I know they did the Pew poll and said that the most rudest places is in America is like New York, and then I think Miami.
Yes, I agree.
Falls in there, and there's a new pew poll that says that in our city, that our city is a divisive city, and it's a conservative city. It ranks, I think, number five. And I had a couple children on before, and they were saying how they're being affected by what's happening today. You have a teenager, you say, at this time?
One is 20 years old. Mm-hmm. He just recently moved out on his own. Okay. And my 25-year-old, he was in the military. He mm-hmm. got kicked out for hanging with the wrong crowd. He did get an honorable discharge to this day. He's married, living with his wife and two kids, looking at mom, listening to me now, saying, mm-hmm. let's make better choices. So
okay.
when you say address the respect mm-hmm. part, there's so much disrespect in the world. We've strayed away from what used to be years ago. I remember to be pregnant years ago would be an embarrassment, or to curse mm-hmm. in public, or even curse on TV. It was an embarrassment. But now everything is so in the open. We're so okay with what's not right. So let's even change our decisions on respect. Let's respect each other. Let's open the doors for one another. Black, white, yellow, green, whatever color you are.
Amen.
Let's speak to one another. Let's say thank you. Let's say please.
Yes.
When you go to a restaurant, I don't care if it's a dollar, let's tip the waitress and know she's trying to feed her family. Let's respect each other. Women, let's respect ourselves first so
yes.
that the men can have more respect us. Let's pull these dresses down and close these tops up and stop showing so much so soon. Some things are only for the bedroom. Now, we're speaking on respect, and I may be straying away.
No, you're doing well. You're doing well.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's respect ourselves first, and that's something I had to do, too. I used to dress any kind of way and wonder why men wouldn't respect me. Well, I didn't respect myself. And how can a man respect you or say ma'am or say even God bless you or whatever if you're showing so much? And yes, Jesus, and I hope I'm okay
Go
saying
ahead.
This, but
Go ahead. Yeah.
But Jesus loves everybody, even the prostitute.
That's
but
right.
Let's just remember that everybody in this world does not have that mind. So
That's
when you're
right.
showing your cleavage and you're wearing the tight clothes, don't expect these men to respect you because you're showing them what you are. You gotta dress like a lady. Let's get back to dressing like a lady. You know,
Amen.
Let's not be cursing and calling each other the B word. That's not what you are. Let's call each other by name. Let's say, excuse me, ma'am, what is your name? And then address one another accordingly. I mean, let's just respect each other to the fullest, and respect starts with you. Respect yourself.
Lower Amen. This is some good word, and the poverty
yes,
issue because of no value, no hope, and for them to die in their sins.
Yes.
Like we had a family member that loved the crack so much that he was just beaten on his chest and just died. But he died in his sin. He died in his sin. And we have many people that are dying in their sins.
Yes, sir.
We have many young people. We have many elderly people. Because we're not praying and doing what we need to do. I'm not saying for 1 hour. I don't have to lead anything in this city.
Yes, sir.
But if I can communicate with other like-minded Christian people who care about the people that will humble themselves and pray. I don't mean for an hour.
Yes.
I mean like we used to do. Where we used to get in a building and shut the door, not going to the people, but that when we get ourselves right, when we get power, when the Holy Spirit, like the Bible says, you shall be endowed with power after the Holy Spirit come. Now he's here.
Yes.
And he works in us, and he works through us. But we need to pray collectively and then go to the street and start praying in the communities. We need to go to the old landmark because the people are dying in their sins.
Yes, sir.
They don't know the mercies of Christ because they have no foundation. You have babies raising babies. And I heard you in your commentary how you were saying how the abuse was rampant in the house, and how, you know, you were raised in that, and it was such a turnoff, and you found yourself in the relationship, but it was also the same as you got. But then I also hear that there was a change.
Yes.
And I need you, if you could, to speak to the change to that single parent.
Change
that is suffering, trying to decide whether or not she's going to turn a blind eye while her child is out there doing wrong. And she knows it because they're in dire need. And he's saying, well, and she's saying, Mama, well, I'll go and do some. No, baby, don't. But they turn their ear. They see them come in with all kinds of things. They see them doing all kinds of things. And they say not one word.
Yes, sir. I will say this. Change starts with change. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. Right. Insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. Nobody likes to suffer. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this. There's pleasure in sin. So that's why it's so hard to not do it, because there is pleasure in it. And so I'm going to say this. You have to suffer to the flesh, and not just once. When you go to the altar and say, I do, but daily, we die daily to the flesh, and Amen. We are to pray without ceasing. And if prayer didn't work, the enemy wouldn't try so hard to keep us from doing it. We can go to the theater and watch a movie for 2-3 hours, but can't pray for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. We'll sit on the phone and talk to somebody about senseless conversation for hours and hours about gossip and other things, but we can't talk to the Father. They say, D, you talk too much about God, but God is all I got. God is all I know.
Amen.
He's the one that took me out of abuse, out of being with married men, out of disrespecting myself, mm-hmm. out of not knowing what I'm worth, out of not paying attention to the word of God, which is what keeps me every day, which is what keeps my business every day. I have more money now than I ever had, now that I'm walking and following God. When I was out there expecting men to give me money, you give me this, I give you that.
Right.
I thought I had money, but now that I'm following God and I'm doing what God says and I'm resisting temptation that comes to me daily, I have more money now than I ever had. I have more protection.
That's a blessing.
I don't even own a gun. And I'm protected every day. He makes his angels to be in charge over me every day. I say to every single mother, every single man, every single person, even people that are married, trying to make the right choices, because just because you're married don't mean you don't get tempted. Yes, you do. You have to be with one person till death do us apart for the rest of your life, whether you're mad or you're happy. So I say to everybody, follow God's words. You can't go wrong. If it did not work, the enemy wouldn't try so hard to keep you from doing, but it's going to take sacrifice. When you're in traffic and somebody cut you off and they flip you the finger, you got to say, God bless you. I just did it today and that was hard. But when you go to work and somebody's being evil and you want to be nice, you got to love when you don't want to love. You got to love those that want to slap you in the face. You got to love family members that don't believe you saved now and they're bringing up your past. Mm-hmm. It's so much you got to deal with. But don't just look at the suffering part of it. Because somebody say, I'd rather die. They said, how did they
My
say
God.
It? They said, I'd rather party with the sinners than cry with the saints. Don't get it twisted. I don't cry all the time. I just left a nice tent crusade with Legacy Ministries here in Jacksonville. So I do have fun.
Okay.
Living right may cost you something, but it's beneficial.
Amen. And you can't beat our retirement plan, because it's literally out of this world. Everlasting
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely,
Amen.
Absolutely. If you suffer with God, you'll reign.
You'll
with
reign
God.
With Christ.
Must Jesus carry this cross
no.
alone and the rest of the world
no.
be free? Jesus said, if the world hates you, know that it hated me first.
Amen.
For all these issues that we face with people not having the proper Medicaid and the proper health care and all of these issues, take it to God in prayer. He will come through. Remember, if our earthly Father, who is full of sin, knows how to give good gifts, how much more does our heavenly Father, who is without sin, know how to give even better gifts? He will take care of you, and he don't need your mailbox to bless you. I'm living what I'm talking about. I left sin. I was tired. I was tired of being tired. And I said, no more. I said, God, you got to show me. Show me what you're talking about. And my phone kept ringing. Those married men kept calling me. Those fake friends kept calling me. And finally, I said, no more.
I hope people are listening to you, D. I hope they are. Listeners, are you out there?
Yes.
Thank God for you. God bless you, D. And thank you for calling in and stay in touch and support Christ Zion Inc.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
God bless you.
And truth
yes,
is holy.
Sir, have an awesome day.
Hey, this is Ken Jones. You too, D. God bless
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, listen, isn't that a blessing? Oh, we thank God. We didn't have a young lady call in or a senior to call in about what they're suffering and how they're suffering on their fixed income and trying to make it raising these children, a single parent, young mother. But we know it's tough. But I want to tell you, all of you that are listening, God said, I'll give you rest. The Lord said, I'll give you strength and I will strengthen you. He said, I will answer you. Say, no matter what you're going through, no matter who don't believe you, I believe you. And I will bless you. And I will not, never, ever fail you. I am for you. I will provide for you. I will be with you. And I will love you. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to seek the Lord, because he's the only answer. I've done that. I've been there. Street, you name it. Take it from an older man. Live godly. You will not go wrong. Yeah, the pay is not well, but you can't beat our retirement plan. It's everlasting life. Won't you do it? And won't you support Christ Zion, Truth is Holy radio show? Go to ChristZion.com, ChristZion.com. Donate. Donate for the children with our program and tutoring in Excado. We thank God for Ebenezer for stepping up, United Methodist Church, that's at 9114 Norfolk Boulevard here in Jacksonville, and the Dr. MLK Foundation, the Memorial Foundation here in Jacksonville, Gary Thomas, stepping up to reach out to the children, because we care about the children. They're our future. And we care about the young people, the teenagers, the 20 years old, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. We love you. And we care about you. If there's anything we can do, please call. Communicate with us. I love you. And I want you to know that God loves you. And you can reach Dr. Smith again at the 904-910-6324. That's Dr. Mildred Smith. And she is the coordinator for the after-school program for tutoring for the Escato program. She is the founder as well. And I'm Ken Jones, and I work diligently with her in every aspect of this tutoring program for these children. So we thank God for you. And I want you to remember, this is Principles for Daily Living. You need to believe. You need to understand that you're not in this alone. You're not giving any vision. I wanted to have next week maybe some pastors and preachers to call. How do they feel about what's going on? How people are suffering and they don't have enough to make ends meet. Young parents, no guidelines. The working poor, no hope, no family values, no respect. They don't know the mercies of God. They have no foundation. All the churches need to come together. People are shooting down each other, and they're dying in their sin. And this is Ken Jones. Truth is holy. If you do that which is right, God will bless you. Remember, all God, all day, all the time. Live holy. God bless you. Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256,
Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.